Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Biggsville, Illinois, with the West Central Heat football team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Nice. Let's meet the West Central Heat football team.
My name is Nathan Baker. I'm a freshman. I play quarterback and middle linebacker.
My name is John Steck. I'm a freshman, and I play left tackle.
My name is Landon Bielman, and I'm a freshman, and I play slot.
My name is Clayton Blair. I play safety and kickoff and kick return.
My name is Riley Peterson. I'm a sophomore, and I play left tackle.
Dawson Link, sophomore, slot receiver.
Matt Belzer, sophomore, safety.
My name is Damian Fuse. Sophomore, I play slot receiver.
I'm Dalton Spiker. I'm a sophomore, and I play the line.
Braden McConnell. I'm a sophomore, wide receiver, and corner.
Nathan Sherman, sophomore, wide receiver and linebacker.
Paul Olson, O-line and linebacker.
Kenny Miller, sophomore, D-line.
Luke Ditsworth, sophomore, wide receiver and linebacker.
Parker Davis, junior, middle linebacker and right guard.
Ben Krieger, junior, corner and wide receiver.
Nicholas Brokaw, junior, defensive tackle and center.
Tim McGee, defensive line.
Jonathan Anderson, senior, offensive guard.
Luke Arnold, wide receiver and defensive back.
Chandler Deal, quarterback, safety, senior.
Dean Miller, senior, right guard.
Chase Porter, senior, left tackle, DN.
Leighton Tolman, I'm a senior, left guard and DN.
Jordan Sells, senior, left guard, defensive tackle.
Easton Belzer, senior, wide receiver and cornerback.
Seth Peterson, senior, O-line, defensive tackle.
Taven Vault, senior, slot receiver and linebacker.
Zach Vansel, senior, running back and safety.
Jason Kirby is the head coach of the West Central Heat. They are our hometown heroes of the week. Coach, congratulations. Your first year out here, you're 2-1, and that's some rare air for these guys. It's been a while since they had a winning year.
Thanks. They're excited about what's going on so far up to this point. They've worked really hard in the off season and up to this point in the year. So, yes, I agree. Excitement's really high.
Yeah. When you came in here, was that part of your job to convince these guys, hey, we can do this? Or did you feel like they had some confidence going in, even though the wins have been hard to come by?
No, I think that the only thing I had to do was to try to develop that confidence with the rest of our coaching staff. The kids are talented. It just is a question of getting them to believe what they can accomplish, and as well, getting them to practice at a level that might be a little higher than what they've done.
This is a good conference. There aren't many nights off. I was talking with one of your assistants. He said he felt like week number two, the guys may not have been as focused as they needed to be, and learned when they played South Fulton, they got to bring it every time.
They certainly got a wake-up call in that particular game because we had our lunch handed to us. But I agree. I think every week has to be one in which we concentrate on playing our absolute best, and the kids have to try and be the best that they possibly can be individually each particular week.
You got assistants all wearing a shirt that says one brick at a time. Tell us about that.
Well, we do a thing called Thursday shirts where every kid, every school district, everywhere on Fridays wears their game jerseys, and that just wasn't good enough for us. We've always tried to do something a little special with our kids, and we call it 24 hours till game day, and what that is, or 24 hours till Friday Night Lights, and what we do with that is we make Thursday's practice a fun deal. As you can hear, we have the music going on. We go in and do our helmet stickers and have pizza and hang out and watch a video of the last week's game and try to enjoy it and get our mind right before the next week. And each particular year, we've had some sort of slogan that we've used as our motivation. And Coach Arnold had a great idea in terms of one brick at a time was what they were doing at the weight room. Each time you go in and work out makes yourselves better. And he was giving out rewards for a certain number of times that you come in the weight room that you get a brick. And they built a brick wall behind the school to signify that one brick at a time. Well, we took that and made that our saying for the year, in the idea that one brick at a time, we're going to build this back up. And it's going to take all of us, but if all of us concentrate on putting a brick into the wall, then we're going to be successful.
As the Kenny Chesney song says, this is one of the great times in their life. It's a good time to enjoy, and I'm sure you have those fond memories too.
Oh, certainly. And that's probably more than anything the reason why I got involved with high school athletics, because I wanted youngsters to have the same experiences with athletics and the same rewards that the people that were around me during that particular time in my life gave me the opportunity to have. It, you know, you just hope that you can give them the same rewards and experiences that you had, so it means as much to them as it did to you when you were growing up.
Coach, congrats on a great start out here, and thanks to your fans for voting you guys Hometown Heroes of the Week. Good luck this week and the rest of the season.
Thank you. We certainly have great support, and our people are really excited about what's to come.
Jason Kirby, he's the head coach of the West Central Heat, our Hometown Heroes of the Week on FM 95.
Who are we?
WC!